CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Good evening, this is London Calling. This is Annie Roach with the Arts Edge, and I am currently in London, having just been in Dublin, Ireland. Sadly, yesterday revealed that Irish singer-songwriter Sinead O'Connor, who was born in Glenageary, Dublin, on December 8, 1966, has died. Having lived a life of activism, beauty, and given so much beautiful music and wisdom and courage to the world, she will be greatly missed. At the same time, having lived a life often marked by trauma and tragedy, having lived a childhood in which she's publicly spoken out about abuse from her mother, Sinead must have been in great pain. In 2022, her 17-year-old son Shane died, something of which she never got over. She leaves the world a legacy of music and courage. In honor and recognition of Sinead O'Connor, her life, her music, and her legacy, I'd now like to play some music from the early years of her career. O'Connor's debut album, The Lion and the Cobra, was released in 1987. And just 2 years later, she released her second LP, I Do Not Want What I Haven't Got. This LP would go on to receive glowing reviews, receiving numerous awards, and would become her biggest success, selling over 7 million worldwide. From this LP, the single, which was written by Prince, was the number one world single in 1990, as determined by Billboard Music Awards. So let's go to that song now. Sinead with her original recording, Nothing Compares to You.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days. Your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day since you took your love away. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whomever I choose.
I'm
When O'Connor was just a young vocalist appearing on the Dublin scene, she was approached by The Edge's U2 bandmate Larry Mullen Jr., in which the two co-wrote the song Heroin, which was released on the soundtrack album by The Edge in 1986, Captive. Sinead would go on to release this song on her debut album the following year, with lyrics by The Edge and Sinead O'Connor, and music by The Edge. Here it is now, Sinead O'Connor with Heroin.
Yeah.
Streets of London, a song by Ralph McTell, who first recorded it for his 1969 album Spiral Staircase. O'Connor released her version on her 1994 album Fire in Babylon. The song was inspired by McTell's experiences of busking and hitchhiking throughout Europe. While this song is about London, it has a haunting feel about a young girl, reminding me of Ireland's Molly Malone. I don't know if Sinead had that same feel, but I think her choosing this song is very apropos. In 1994, O'Connor released her fourth studio album, Universal Mother. In an interview, O'Connor said that this album was her first attempt to try and expose what was really underneath a lot of the anger of the other records. Bill Graham of Hot Press said that this album was definitely the record of an artist determined to restart with a totally new set of basic principles. And Graham also noted that he believed her journey was made more intense by her identity as both a mother and a daughter. Stephanie Zacharek of Rolling Stone characterized this album as record-making therapy, describing it as tender-hearted and protective. From this album, here is a song that is the most touching of all to me, a song that says that all babies should be loved. Let's go to that now. Scorn not his simplicity.
See the child with the golden hair, yet eyes that show the emptiness inside. Do we know? Can we understand? a children's game. Simple child, he looks almost like the others, yet they know he's not the same.
O'Connor was a courageous woman. She was a protester who used her music and her songwriting to protest various injustices in the world. Some of you may recall on October 3rd, 1992, O'Connor appeared on SNL, Saturday Night Live, in which she sang Bob Marley's hit song, War. And as she sang the song lyric, Evil, she held up a picture of Pope John Paul II, protesting the cover-up of the Catholic Church's sexual abuse cases. At the end of the song, Sinead O'Connor tore up the picture of the Pope and threw it at the camera. So now I have Bob Marley singing War, followed by a clip of Sinead O'Connor singing War on this televised protest.
Until the philosophy which owed one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until they're no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation. Until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes. Mr. War, that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race. And it's a war. That until that day, the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality, will remain but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained. Now everywhere is war, war. And until the ignoble and unhappy regime that hold our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, subhuman bondage, have been toppled, totally destroyed. Well, everywhere is war. It's a war. War in the east. War in the west. War up north. War down south. War, war. Rumors of a war. And until that day, the African continent will not know peace. We Africans will fight, we find it necessary, and we know we shall win, as we are confident in the victory of good over evil.
And now here is that clip of Sinead O'Connor on SNL, October 3rd, 1992.
We find it necessary. We know we will win. We have confidence in the victory of good over evil. Fight the real enemy.
While O'Connor's act of protest on SNL sparked outrage throughout the world, it would be a number of years before these crimes were fully exposed. Over the next 7 years, various people spoke out, and in 2018, a Pennsylvania grand jury found that more than 1,000 children in six dioceses had been molested by 300 Catholic priests over the past 70 years. Despite public outrage, O'Connor remained an ardent advocate for children and children's rights, as well as women's rights and rights the world over. In 2000, O'Connor released her fifth album, Faith and Courage. I have a song off that album that she co-wrote with former Eurythmic David A. Stewart. It is a song that tells the story of her early years when she left Dublin to go to London to make her debut album, The Lion and the Cobra. Here it is now, Daddy, I'm Fine.
Going down for girls whose only hope was not to find a man who could piss in a pot. So early I heard my first guitar and I knew I wanted